You may be seated. Husbands, love your wife like Jesus loved. Now, that's a simple thing. Paul was preaching by letter to a church in Ephesus who the church was primarily made up of slaves. If you know anything about the first century, the primary makeup of the church were slaves and working people. People that weren't quite slaves, but they just worked and worked and worked. And that's why the early church met so late at night that people would fall out the windows and fall asleep and die, because they had worked all day. You know, the Roman Empire is much like our world today. Most people have to work very hard just to make it. And so with all the pressing demands of just keeping food on the table in these families, Paul says, I want to give you something that you can remember when you're at work. You can remember when you're dead tired. The way you're supposed to relate to your wife, husbands, is just relate the way Jesus relates to his church. Well, that was a big thought that they could chew on a long time. Let's consider the implications, because when you get married and become a husband, you immediately have started a family unit. And as the husband of that family unit, you are to operate under the dominating control of Christ's love. Just a simple overview of the Gospels. Let's see how Jesus loved his church as he walked on the earth, okay, with those men that he called and chose. Loving like Christ loved means being led by the Spirit. Now, the way Jesus went through life was not wondering every day what that day would be like. He walked in step with the Holy Spirit. Even though he was God the Son, he still willingly said, I have come to do your will, O God, and your Spirit will direct me. Remember his temptation? He was directed by the Holy Spirit to go out into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Don't you think Jesus could have thought of that on his own? But he was showing us, even in his Godhood, that he was in step with the Father through the Spirit. And so should we be. So, loving like Christ loved means being led by the Spirit. Jesus was led by the Spirit in his earthly human life, and we can also walk in the Spirit. It's just saying, Lord, if you ask me to do this, it can happen. I can walk in the Spirit. I can every day when I check in. And this morning I checked in much closer to, in fact, it was unusual. Our bed is now only this far off the ground because yesterday my wonderful son took the frame apart and put us on the floor because we're getting ready to move. And so this morning I got up ready to jump off, you know, and there's that millisecond before my feet hit the floor. And as I turned, I hit the floor and I thought, whoa, you know, and so, but as I hit the floor, you know what I said? I want to walk in step with your Spirit today, Lord. As soon as I'm conscious, I'm starting to make little choices in life. And I want to give as many of those choices over to your influence and control. Secondly, loving like Christ loved means being empowered to do God's will. Not just to want to, but to do it. You see, we should know that we're empowered. Jesus was empowered to do God's will in his earthly human life. And we can also do God's will in the power of the Spirit. Jesus declared, I have come to do your will. In the volume of the book, he says, your will is written in the volume of the book. It's written in your word. And I have come to do it. He didn't just want to do it. He did it. I don't just want to do the Lord's will. I do it obediently because it's written down. Thirdly, loving like Christ loves means wanting to please God in every part of life, whether at the job. Jesus was a tecton, which was a skilled craftsman in both wood and stone. Most of us think of Jesus in the carpenter shop, you know, running his router and his lathe, but actually primarily carpenters, tectons. The word isn't carpenter, it's tecton. It is someone who was a skilled artisan in material. And that means they used wood, but they also used stone. So he was an amazingly gifted, what we would call contractor type, you know, that could see stuff and build and all that. But whether on the job or in his routine work or in his daily relationships or in the big and small decisions of life, Jesus pleased God in his earthly human life. And we can too, by the power of the Spirit. We can just say, I want to please you in all I do. And finally, loving like Christ loves means responding to those we love in a God-honoring and correct way, even when we're tired, hungry, tempted, and attacked. Wasn't Jesus all those things? Wasn't he tired? He fell asleep in the boat. Wasn't he hungry? He went 40 days without eating. Wasn't he constantly tempted by the devil to do things in his own way and power instead of obeying the God? And wasn't he tempted to fulfill legitimate desires in an illegitimate way? Wasn't he constantly being attacked? Yes. But he always responded correctly. Even when he was tired and hungry and tempted and attacked, he responded correctly. Did you know that's the essence of what loving like Christ did? Saying, if Jesus did it and I'm supposed to be like Him, then God has given me the strength and the power to do that, to live that way. So that is what God's Word says to husbands. Loving our wives as Christ loves His church means all of our decisions are prompted, led, and touched by Christ's love. It's really a simple way to live. You don't have to carry around a big notebook, you know, and you don't have to watch 27 videos. It's just have everything in your relationship with that one you're going to spend your life with, have everything touched by Christ's love. Every decision, every response. That's what God clearly and specifically asks from husbands. And that is what God says should become the lifelong, daily, highest priority. Remember what priorities are? It's how we order our choices